Welcome to Finance Made Easy with Karn and Evie, where we demystify and educate on all different aspects of money. Our goal is to make understanding money easy for you. I'm Evie, and Karn's here.
Hi.
Today, we are going to be talking about the financial aspects of different types of careers, and we're going to be talking about starting a business.
It's a big job.
It is. A lot of work. A fun time, though, right?
Yeah, you have a great idea or you want to provide a service and you don't know where to start. So we're going to try to help you.
Yeah, on the financial aspects of it.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, so I think we're positive people, right? But we do see it a lot where a lot of people starting businesses fail, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. But I think if you really take the time and focus on the business part of starting a business, I think that'll give you a big leg up.
You know, the key word to that is focus. There's so many people that we've talked to that are starting a business and they're so excited about their product or their or the business that they're trying to start. And what they really need to do is focus, take some time to figure out the business aspect. And there are a lot of steps that we came up with.
There are. So, okay, so there's some like basic things when you're starting a business, kind of some maybe the more fun things. You get to come up with a name for your business. That's always kind of fun or maybe stressful. I don't know. Then, you know, you want to open a business account with the bank. So when you're...
Well, first of all, you need a tax ID number.
Yeah. Yep. Have some separate reporting, right? And keep everything separate. Then you want to open that bank account in the name of the business with the tax ID number. And then you also, there's different ways to structure starting a business. And, you know, really, I think you can talk with an attorney to see what the best way for mm-hmm. you is and the best structure.
Mm-hmm. You can be a corporation, a sole proprietor, an LLC, limited liability company.
Yeah.
And it depends on what your product is and basically how you want to protect yourself.
Yeah.
So talking to an attorney about that would be...
Good idea.
Yeah. And setting up a business tax ID number is not as complicated as you think.
Sounds scary.
Yeah. You just need to go onto the website and just Google set up a business tax ID number and it'll bring you right there. But you need to have a name that isn't the same as somebody else's. So that's the hardest part, I think. So Googling obviously is great, but find a name, go on to, and even see if there's websites available with your name, see if anybody else has taken that name. So there's a lot of things to that because you don't want any copyrights or anyone to come back at you. If you start a business and become really successful and you're using a name that's already being used. So that's probably why you want to start with an attorney, figure out what your name is, and then put the comma LLC behind it. And usually you can come up with something.
Yeah. And get that tax ID number. Mm-hmm. So once you have those things taken care of, I think one of the biggest things is creating a business plan.
Yeah. And, you know, it doesn't have to be so complicated as, you know, we kind of think about business plans, or at least I do. There's like a big, you know, 10-page thing about...
Presentation.
It's... presentation that you need to go to the bank with or something.
Yeah.
But,
right.
But just really, this is where, and I can't say this enough, I can't even be strong enough about this, is you need to focus on this part. You need to spend time on it. Now, if you feel like you can't do it or don't feel comfortable doing it, hire someone to help you. The financial part is the most important part of your business. And if you lose sight of that, that's where I think a lot of the businesses fail. But if you're on top of it and you understand it and you're good about being detailed about it, you have a really good chance.
And I think the biggest thing with a business plan is you have all these ideas in your head, and really it's just taking all those ideas and writing them down.
Yeah.
You know, and putting it all into the plan, kind of organizing your thoughts and that.
There are a lot of templates out there, business plan templates that are really, really good to at least give you an idea of what you need to think about.
And I think going into it with the mindset of that you're going to make this fun
Right.
Is important.
Right.
Because you can make it fun. You get to create something brand new. It's cool.
Yeah.
It's an exciting time. Okay. So you've got your business plan. Then probably the most important thing to focus on is cash flow.
Yes.
Cash flow, cash flow, cash flow. So important. And so with the cash flow, you need to know, what do you have coming in? And then what expenses do you have going out? And not just right now, but what's going to be going out in the future too?
Mm-hmm. And that kind of ties back to the business plan. Like, what kind of marketing are you doing? How are you going to create your product? How are you going to provide your service? And all of those expenses, you have to think of every detail down to utilities, rent, whatever type of business you are doing. How are you going to get clients? So revenue coming in, cash flow going out, know those details.
And I think finding that balance of what's coming in, what's going out, we see this all the time where people are starting a business and they're spending too much getting it going. But we've also seen it where they're not spending enough to grow the business,
right,
too.
Right.
And that can actually lead to a business not succeeding as well.
Mm-hmm.
So finding that balance is critical and just something to spend a lot of time on.
I agree. So then kind of with the expense part, if you're going to start a business, it really, really makes sense to think about putting some money aside yourself for it, because you don't want to go into too much debt right away. It depends on what business that you have. You need to obviously have some skin in the game. If you go out for a loan or even ask friends or parents or whoever you're getting get money from, they always are wondering if you're putting some money in for yourself.
Looks a little weird if you're not, right?
Yeah.
You're asking me for money and you're not putting any skin in the game.
Exactly. So again, focus. Maybe even set up another account and start putting cash aside. Might even make sense if you're starting your own business to have another job and then do this on the side until you can get going. You obviously have to understand your personal financial things or expenses and how you got to live.
Yeah.
And hopefully, you know, have that balance in your personal life too. But I think you have to make sure that you put aside that money in your own situation.
Yeah.
Talking just about debt, going into debt for a business, the worst thing that you can do probably is put all your debt on a credit card.
Yeah,
don't. We talk about this all the time.
I know.
But you don't want to pay 17, 20% on a loan for your business if you're not getting that back.
Right.
If you're not growing your business 17 or 20%.
There's better ways out there, even if it's just a more kind of traditional business loan from the bank. It's going to have lower rates than what a credit card rate is charging you.
And let me kind of go back on the credit card thing too, because you need a credit card for your business.
Oh, yeah.
But you just want to pay it off every month.
Yeah.
You just don't want to have the debt on the credit card. So what other ways can you get funding for your business?
So, I mean, I think you hit one of them, Karn, where you can go to family and friends, see mm-hmm. if they're able to help out with starting a business. Not everybody has that option. You can go to the bank. You'll need a business plan at that point. They even have things now where you can do more crowdfunding type things. Put your idea out. Well, there's different websites where you can put your idea out and people can read your idea. They can put in, you know, $30 into starting your business.
Amazing.
And then maybe they get, if you create a product, maybe they get one of the first, you know, products that once it's assembled and they get it sent to them.
Oh, that's cool.
Type thing. Yeah. So, but if you're going more with a bank, or even if you kind of go down the road of a venture capitalist, that's getting a little bit more complicated. That's when they're really going to start. You're going to need a much more detailed business plan. And they're going to look at your cash flow.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to look at what collateral
mm-hmm.
they have. If you don't succeed, or if you don't pay back the loan, what can the bank take to recoup, right? And they're going to look at your credit. When we were doing
your credit score,
as
you know, we talk about this a lot too on other podcasts, but how important your credit score is.
When we were doing research, I didn't know that businesses have a credit score. I didn't know that. So I think that this is just as important as your personal business or your personal credit score. And so make sure that you monitor it.
Mm-hmm.
Because there can be inaccuracies and you need to make sure if your credit score isn't accurate, or maybe it is accurate and it's not a high score, that's really going to affect the different rates and how much you pay in interest on your loans. So important. I feel like a broken record. We say it every time, but it's so important to monitor this.
And another thing about that is the expense for that needs to also be in your budget. If you have a loan that's charging you 5%, you have to know what that is every month.
Yeah.
Because that has to go into the budget too.
It's a big part of the budget, probably.
Okay, so we've created a business plan. We've come up with our cash flow. We've identified some of our debt and how we're going to pay for this up front. Okay, now what?
Now we track and monitor it. And so this is really, really important. I mean, all these steps are important. But I think what you want to do when you're monitoring this is finding a good program that, like, computer program that works for you. Something, you know, like QuickBooks or something kind of similar to that, where you can put in a lot of your information on your expenses and the money that's coming in. And the program really does a lot of this for you, which is really nice. But I think it's going to allow you to see, oh, you know, X month is usually a more expensive month for me because I have a lot of things, a lot of different bills that are due. Or maybe your business is a little more seasonal, where you have a lot of money coming in summer months and then not as much coming in winter months. And you have to balance that out. You know, you need to make sure that there's enough to keep your business going all year round. So,
and you know, usually when you're starting out with a business, you're trying to save on expenses. But I would really, especially if this isn't your forte, I would really, really suggest hiring a CPA, a certified public accountant, some sort of accountant to help you start your business, because there's so much to know. Even if, like, saving for your retirement, putting your money aside for your retirement and understanding how that helps you on taxes and how different expenses get put into different categories, what you can write off on your business. There's so much to know about it. I would really strongly suggest putting some of those funds into hiring somebody that can help you with that.
For sure. Well, and there's things that they can help you with that you might be forgetting, like insurance. You need to make sure you're protected, you know, if somebody slips and falls or whatever it may be with your business, you need to make sure that you're fully protected. And when you're creating, when you're monitoring and having your budget, you can't forget about taxes. You have to put that in as part of your budget because that's probably a good chunk of it right there.
Absolutely.
And your CPA will be able to kind of help you with what those numbers may look like. So,
well, and one little side note, if you have like a product, you also have to set up, like if you do sales tax on your product, you have to figure out how to send that to the state. There's a lot to know about it. So that's why hiring somebody who knows, who's a CPA that focuses on small businesses, it's really important to understand all those because you don't want to get in trouble.
No.
Yeah, this great product or this great service. You just need to understand where all the money pieces go. Like even to your, if you have employees or, you know, you have to send money to Medicare, workman's comp. There's so many pieces to that. And you just have to hire somebody that knows what they're doing.
Get some good experts.
Absolutely.
So then the next step, you're tracking and monitoring things. You need to make sure you're paying yourself.
Oh, absolutely.
We see this a lot.
Yes.
Where people don't pay themselves.
Well, if you have in your personal life, if you have a family who has somebody else working and can cover the bills, great. And you need to put all your money back into the business. That's understandable. Mm-hmm. But one thing we notice with small business owners is that it's stressful and it's hard to start that. So if you can pay yourself, it feels a little bit like you're making some headway.
Yeah.
Maybe even rewarding yourself with something fun, a massage if you get a business, you know,
yeah,
land some business or whatever.
Well, and I think if you are like personally financially stressed, you're not going to be able to have that focus on growing your business that you really need.
Right.
You need that laser focus. So if you can eliminate that, it is going to allow you to better grow your business. So it is really important that you can make sure your day-to-day living expenses are handled. Mm-hmm. And I think it's also important that you understand the value of your time.
Right.
You know, we see business owners who maybe are devaluing what their time is worth. And you need to make sure that you look at that, because you're putting a lot of work, a lot of time into building this, and you need to know what your time is worth and make sure you're spending your time doing the right things to grow your business. And when you're paying yourself, make sure you're adding that into the business budget. You know, all these things add up. And so you need to make sure that this is part of that balance,
right,
that we talked about, that it all fits in to your business budget.
Paying yourself is also includes paying yourself for your retirement.
So important.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, you're not going to have access to a 401k, like if you work for a big company type thing. So,
well, unless you set up your solo 401k.
Well, yes. So there are some different options.
It's not just available to you. You have to make an effort to make sure that you're saving for yourself.
It's not just going to come in a benefit package. Right. Which one do you want?
Yeah.
So there's a few options that you can choose from, and this is where having a CPA, you know, they can help figure out what the best option is for you. But maybe you look at putting some money into a traditional IRA. That's where it's going to go in pre-tax. Or maybe for your situation, a Roth IRA is a good option. That's where you pay the taxes now, and then it goes in after tax.
But then grows tax-free.
Then goes tax-free.
For the rest of your life.
So it's a real, that can be a very nice option. Then there's also something called a SEP IRA. It's S-E-P, SEP IRA.
Simplified Employee Plan.
Yep. And you can put money away in there as well. And, you know, these limits and rules change. So I think it's important to talk
to a financial advisor.
Yeah, or your accountant, and they can help.
So the other thing to know about that, especially if it's in an IRA, SEP IRA, solo 401k, that all comes off of your income that you have to pay taxes on. So if you make $100 and you put $20 into your 401k, you're only paying taxes on $80. So
sounds nice.
It's really, really important. And especially if you're young and just starting out, don't forget to pay yourself for retirement, because time value of money is amazing.
I love those charts where it's just like goes straight up with how much you can save over time.
It's like a rolling snowball.
Yes,
uphill.
Yeah. Oh, start as early as possible. And okay, so you're tracking and monitoring, you pay yourself for your retirement. You also need to make sure when you are starting your business that you have goals. Can't just be going in blindly.
Well, that kind of goes back to the business plan, right? Mm-hmm. And tracking and monitoring is good with your cash flow, but you also have to track and monitor, where was your vision? How are you getting there? Did the vision change? Did your business plan change? Because we all know that's never, when you put down your business plan, it's never the way it is.
Things
when
always
you first
shift,
start.
Right? But, yeah. No, and I think that's really, really important. And when you have goals, kind of break them out into what's maybe short-term goals. Maybe it's even daily goals that you have to keep
Absolutely.
You going.
How many phone calls do you need to make, or how many?
Having those things that you're doing each day, and maybe they seem like little goals, but it's important that you get all of those, you know, that you achieve all of those goals, because then that can take you to getting more to your like midterm goals, you know, and then that you can start hitting your long-term goals and, you know, eventually like the ultimate business goals that you have for your business. So make sure not only that you're setting these goals, but that you're also tracking and monitoring how you're doing on them. And I think, like you mentioned, Karin, it's fluid. Like your goals and the aspects of your business can change. So make sure that all of this is evolving and changing with, you know, when your business is changing too.
Absolutely.
And when you're setting these goals and creating this, your business, and putting all this time and passion into it, what we also see that's missed sometime, and this is an important step, is make sure you're rewarding yourself. You mentioned like going and getting a massage. Make sure that when you have these goals and you're hitting these milestones, and it doesn't have to be, you know, gigantic, ultimate milestones. It's on the way. Make sure that you're taking some time to celebrate. This is a long process.
Absolutely.
Starting a business.
We talk a lot about life balance. I know you've even mentioned it today, but it's so important to figure out how to have that life balance. Maybe every morning you sit and have a cup of coffee and you do a little journaling or gratitude, or you're taking a bath if that's your thing, or take a walk. Anything that you can do to make yourself feel a little bit better, whatever that may be, I think it's important to do that.
Well, and yeah, and that little bit of time that you're rewarding yourself, you're allowing yourself to, you know, rejuvenate. And mm-hmm. I think in the long run, it makes you better at creating your business, at putting the right energy into it, and all of that good stuff.
So starting a business is hard. There's no question about it.
It is.
But I think if you kind of follow those paths and follow your heart, I think you have a really good shot at making it success.
Yeah. Don't get discouraged. Keep going. It can be a fabulous thing once you have your business going. So congratulations.